Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Well, hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. We made it. It is Sunday. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning, one and all. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Wow. We really don't have a topic picked out. You know, you could pick out the Palestinian protests, anti-Israel, Nazi Jew haters on college campuses. We could pick out a number of trans issues.
Let's talk about the ownership of pets.
Oh, God.
Dogs versus cats.
No.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about the pros and cons of having each.
Oh, God. No, I really don't want our baggage out there in front of everybody.
There's no baggage. We're talking about dogs and cats.
Okay.
The lovability of dogs and how they're loyal to you. And
you mean like Christy Gnome loves her dogs?
Well, I didn't talk about human loyalty to them. I'm talking about our loyalty and the loyalty that dogs have to us and their owners. And then you have the devil-sent cats. The little angst on human humanity that should never be brought and should have never been brought into the world.
So our cat, let's back up a little bit. I'm allergic to cats, but I still love cats. I don't love them, but I was raised with cats. So, you know, whatever. But I was also raised with dogs. I'm really a dog person. I love dogs. Dogs are way better than cats. But anyway, we had Jack for a while, and then we rescued this kitten. Brought it home. The gent was not really happy about it in the beginning at all. Never has been happy. He is not a cat person. But cats love him.
I hate cats. Cats love me, though. I will say that.
Yes. So we've had this cat for years. What, 16 years now?
Yeah.
Something like that. We got her when she was a kitten. Jack raised her, our dog, and he's since passed away. He's been a couple of years. We've not refurbished our house or anything because we're waiting on this cat
to die.
Anyway, she hisses at our grandson all the time, which that pisses me off. And she's done some other things lately that is really not good, and it's pissing the gent off.
I hate cats. They're a scourge on humanity. They should live in the wild. Other than that, it's a beautiful day. So, really, what is your opinion? And that could be the question of the day.
Yes, that's the question of the day. Are you a dog cat? Are you a dog person?
Or a cat person?
We are dog people.
We are dog
even
people.
Though we have a cat right now.
Yes. And I'll tell you the story about that is, you know, why cats love me, and I don't know why they do. But we had some friends in Little Rock, Arkansas, that had a couple of cats. And we were over doing something at their house one night. And you know, these were friends of my parents. And we were doing something. I can't remember what we were doing. But we noticed they had two cats walking around and one cat sitting in the corner. And I asked the people, I said, what's that cat? And the girl says, don't go anywhere near it. Said, our cat brought it home, came in the house one night. Next thing we know, it's in the house living. It doesn't, you know, the only thing happens if you go close to it, it will attack you. I'm like, oh, great, you know. She says, that cat goes nowhere near anybody. It just sits in the corner and then does this, you know, does whatever. I'm like, all right. So I think we're watching like an Arkansas football game on TV or something. And I'm sitting back. And the next thing I know, I look down, that cat's sitting in my lap. And they're all stunned, like, that cat's getting ready to jump up and scratch your eyes out. I said, no, I'm actually kind of rubbing it on its back and it's purring. They're like, oh, my God. And from that point on, I noticed that, you know, people, if I went to their houses or whatever, and people were like,
I have witnessed it.
And, you know, the cat, you know, cats hate everybody. And the next thing I know, the cat's rubbing on my leg. It's like, you know, I'm going to kill this cat if you don't get it away from me. But the cat loves me. And, of course, since then, since our dog passed away, the cat's become
she has her good moments.
She's warmed up, and I'll sit here. We'll get in bed, and I'll sit here. And next thing I know, she's laying on my chest. I'm like, what the hell? You know, I feel sorry for the cat.
Yeah, because I don't pay any attention to her because I'm allergic.
But I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I sleep on my back. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. The damn cat's sleeping on my chest.
And she'll sit on your lap in the chair in the other room.
She's not coming down those stairs for the next week. I'll guarantee that. You know, when you're pledged to fraternity, or I don't know how it is nowadays, but when you got initiated, you went through Hell Week.
Oh, she's about to go through Hell Week.
There's some things that cat's going to
learn. I mean, we've looked over her vomiting everywhere. We do have hardwood floor, so it's easy to pick up, but still.
I'm just thinking of writing a book, you know. 999 humane ways to torture your cat.
No, we are not doing that.
I said I'm writing a book.
We're joking.
I said I was writing a book.
In fact, we don't like her so much. We're still keeping her because we don't want, we're not going to give her up. We're not going to take her to the Humane Society. We're not doing any of that because we do want her to live out her last few years in peace, in comfort. So even though we don't like her.
You know, there have been some coyote scenes.
Stop it.
Sightings around lately.
Stop.
Kitty want to go play out?
So,
Kitty want to go play with the big dogs?
I mean, we are living our lives. We are delaying some parts of our lives. Like we want to redo this
for
house.
For a damn cat.
Because of a cat. So we don't want her to, like, redo it and then have her mess everything up again.
You know, I've been thinking, we've been kind of eating healthy and doing all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, what's the point? If the cat's going to outlive us anyway, we might as well just start having biscuits and gravy every morning. You know, it's a rationalization.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I hear damn. You.
Anyway.
She's got, how old is she?
Well, let's see.
Jack's been gone for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And he was 12.
So she's 15.
Since 15, 16. She's got to be getting on now. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, she doesn't seem like she's that old.
No, she doesn't.
She still seems like she's got a good 10 years in her.
Bite your tongue.
She seems very healthy. Very, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we'll continue on. She'll live upstairs from now on, though.
Yeah, we won't ever get our house redone. And then by then, it's going to be too late for us. We'll have to go to assisted living.
Yeah, I need that now. I need you. If you weren't here, I'd probably just, you know, I'd probably...
What?
I don't know, eat cereal in bed and watch Fox News the rest of my life.
If I wasn't here?
Yeah. you motivate me to do good, dear.
Yeah, right.
You're a good influence on me.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Who wanted to go get a pizza and a milkshake last night? Me. Okay. We've been doing so good all week, and we're like, let's go get a pizza and a milkshake. And you're like, okay.
I said, well, whatever you want to do, dear.
Anyway, we were set to watch all of the Star Wars movies in chronological order.
Those bastards.
In chronological order, not in the years they were made, but how the story was told. And of course, The Phantom Menace would have been the first one. And of course, you can't because you have to buy it. And I'm not paying $20 to watch a movie.
To buy it. You know, that's such a racket. 20, you know, you now own The Phantom Menace. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring the kids over and watch. Hey, we've got The Phantom Menace.
Right.
And here's the second thing about that. How do you keep track with the ones you own?
Right. Where are they?
Where are they? And how do they know you're not, how do you know they're not scamming you into the next time you want to watch it? It says,
right,
you buy it for $20.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I bought it already.
You know.
See, you bought it, but that you only bought it for 30 days.
You know, though, Carrie, we're probably the only people left on the earth who has cable. Everybody else has all these fire sticks, and all they watch is their streaming services. So
yeah, and that fire stick's recording everything they're doing.
So are our phones.
I got my phone trained.
Anywho, Oh, I get to go shopping with the girl today.
Aliens are coming tonight.
I get to go shopping with the girl today.
That sounds exciting.
Our daughter, she turned 29 earlier this month.
That's right, she did.
All she wanted was, I asked her what she wanted. She just wanted a little shopping trip to go buy some clothes for work. So that's what I'm doing today.
I think I'm going to rid the house of rodents today.
Okay. You going to put her outside? She's not an outside cat. We have trained her to go outside. We have taken her outside a few times. And she does not like it.
And it's so funny, the instinctual things that are in animals.
Yes.
When you throw her out on the back porch, and of course she runs to the door and starts yelling and screaming. But her first reaction is to look up in the air.
Yep. And crouch down.
She starts looking up and crouching down and trying to find something to get under.
Because it's
like, you know, predatory birds. Predatory birds.
Yep, yep.
I mean, it's funny to watch.
And we don't throw her outside.
No, we don't. We don't. We gently nudge her.
Well, we had the boy yesterday. We had Grand Cam.
He's such a joy.
We got to take him to a new park that I found. I discovered he loved it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He is such a joy.
He is. He got a little ornery with us a little bit yesterday.
Well, you know, he'll be up there with the cat before long, by God.
No, he won't.
Get up there.
He's still wonderful. I love him.
Well, he's a 2-year-old.
Exactly.
He's going to go through his little pissy fits. And, you know, unlike parents and all that stuff, we just look at him and go, you know,
whatever.
You know, get over it and we'll enjoy. We'll get over it and we'll start enjoying ourselves again.
Yeah.
You know, God bless him.
Yeah. He's a cutie.
But he is a cutie. That's for sure.
He's so smart.
He is. That's, you know, everybody always claims that your baby's the smartest and your child's the smartest and your grandchildren
and the
smartest and the cutest, but Cameron is.
Yes. I don't know how many times we were at the park.
I'll tell you, the guy me yesterday, though, Kilby was, you tell your park things, but while I remember this, because, you know, I'm old, we're sitting on the bed counting flower petals and he starts going 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He starts counting them backwards.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I was at the park and just a lot of parents were, oh, look how cute he is. Look how cute he is. He is cute. Thank you.
Come up with what's the big modeling thing, but we'll make sure he's a masculine model.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. He had so much fun at the park. So much fun. All right. Well, we're going to go wrap this up. It's been 12 minutes.
And the question of the day is, cat or dog?
Are you a dog person or are you a cat person? Yeah. Or are you a human person? Or are you a horse person? No.
Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs. All right. Got to go. Thanks for listening.
Have a great day. Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!